Doubts. We all have them at times. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. As Christians, we are embarrassed by our doubt. Is the story of Jesus true? Did he really die for my sins? Noah had doubts when he built the ark. Abraham had doubts when he offered to sacrifice his son Isaac. Moses had doubts when he led his people across the Red Sea. David had doubts when he faced Goliath. And we know that Saint Teresa of Calcutta had doubts as she wrote about her dark night of the soul. Even John the Baptist, arguably the greatest prophet of the Bible, asked, "Lord, are you the one who is to come?" Jesus in Matthew's Gospel said that among those born of women there has been none greater than John the Baptist. Yet, as John rotted away in prison, even he had doubts. As we prepare for the coming of Jesus during Advent, we can use this time to read, study, and talk to friends who have a strong faith, confess our sins, and recommit ourselves to living a Christ-like life. What most people fail to realize is that doubt is not the opposite of faith. Disbelief is. Doubt can actually build our faith and be a catalyst for spiritual growth. Doubt is not sinful and unforgivable. God is big enough to handle all of our questions if we are moving in the direction of faith. It doesn't indicate a lack of faith, but a desire to have our faith grow. Here's a few things to remember. First, God is kind and merciful. He is patient with us and wants us more than we know. Like the father of the prodigal son, all we need to do is move in his direction, and he will rush to greet us. Our struggles bring new growth in faith. If we are totally free of doubt, we are probably already in heaven. So as long as we're moving in the direction of the light and not darkness, then even in our doubt, we are moving closer to God. In prayer, it's okay to admit our doubt and tell God how we feel. We can ask God to help prevent my disbelief. God will never give up on us. In his compassion and patience, he will wait for us and bless our searching. Advent is a time to discover a closer and more intimate relationship with our Lord, to confront our doubts and turn them into a stronger, more vibrant faith. Then we can answer John the Baptist's question, "Are you the one?" On Christmas morning, we can answer that question with a resounding yes. Jesus, the one, has come into the world, our Savior, born of a virgin in Bethlehem. Hallelujah. This is Tony Agnese.